NASA's subsonic fixed wing project works with the aviation industry in a program to help invent the next generation of aircraft. We got an update for you from Richard Walls. He's a project scientist for that project.
The subsonic fixed wing project is about enabling reduced noise, emissions, and fuel burn for subsonic commercial transports of the future. It focuses on technologies that are ideally broadly applicable so that industry can use what we produce down the road. Subsonic fixed wing in particular looks 10, 20, 30 years downstream.
Fixed wing transport subsonic, that's pretty much most planes out there.
Yes, it is. It's about making them better. The regulations keep getting tougher. People still don't like noise around the airport. And as fuel costs rise and decline, the cost of running an airline keeps getting more challenging. And so we keep needing to have improved technology to make that better.
How does NASA's research get eventually inculcated into aircraft building? Because there's a couple of companies left that build commercial transports. Aren't they doing this kind of research on their own anyway?
Yes, they do research on their own. People will tell you they tend to focus in the more near term. We tend to look further out in time so that the ideas that we might work today, and we do work with industry and universities, the ideas we work today are the ideas that maybe 5, 10, or 15, 20 years from now are the ones that they're working to put into a product. There are technologies that we work that can potentially be retrofitted onto current aircraft, but our focus is further out in time, further downstream than industry typically.
And do you focus on the shape of the airplane, or is it something about what the airplane is made of, or is it the engines? I mean, what contributes to noise that you can have some control over?
It's all of the above. When you look at energy efficiency or fuel burn, it's all about reducing the weight of the vehicle while maintaining the strength so you don't impact safety adversely. The shape of the aircraft ties directly to the drag of the aircraft, which ties directly to how much fuel you use and how large your engines need to be. And then, of course, you have the propulsion component, which how efficient your engine is and what fuel it uses ties directly to the fuel efficiency as well.
So how do you actually go about the experiments? Is this all done on computer simulations, or do you actually trick up airplanes?
We do computer simulations. We do flight testing. We do wind tunnel testing. So ground-based experiments, flight experiments, and simulations, computer simulations, all three of those. And it depends on, well, what you're trying to get out of it, the level of fidelity of the experiment. If you're exploring ideas, you can be at a lower fidelity. As you get closer and closer to something that might be on a real airplane, then you might get into a wind tunnel experiment. Simulations have come a long way. And in fact, for the cruise shape of the aircraft, simulations have had a large impact on improving the shape of the airfoil or the wing, for example, and reduce the amount of wind tunnel testing, which saves cost and also reduce the risk when you get the flight testing. Simulations from an aerodynamic standpoint are more challenging as you get off the nominal cruise profile that the airplane flies and you get into takeoff and landing, high lift, edge of the envelope kind of conditions. And there you like to get experiment and flight testing if you can do it safely.
And I imagine the computer simulation is favored for as much as you can get away with it because it's orders of magnitude less expensive than firing up a plane and taking it off.
That's in a lot of ways, you'll hear people talk about that as a holy grail, you know, certification by analysis. If you could do it all on the computer and trust it, everything you need to do, that would be great. There was a seminal paper back in the late 70s that talked about computations replacing the wind tunnels, for example, and it predicted by now it would happen, and we're not anywhere near to that happening.
We're speaking with Rich Walls. He's project scientist for the subsonic fixed wing project at NASA. And tell us where this program lives within NASA, and did you pull people from different parts of the agency to work on this project?
Yes, the subsonic fixed wing project is part of the Fundamental Aeronautics Program, which is in the Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate run out of headquarters in Washington, D.C. Within the project, we have people at the four primary aeronautics centers, Langley in Virginia, the Glenn Research Center in Cleveland, and the Ames and the Dryden Research Centers in California. So that's where the civil servants come from. And then through cooperative research and competitively awarded contract research, we engage what we like to say as our broader team that will include industry and academia as well.
And is there a timeline for the project? When do you know that you've come up with something?
So the fixed wing project lives on 5-year budget cycles. It's envisioned as being a more enduring project that adapts over time. There are other types of projects within NASA that are more finite duration that have much more specific goals, trying to accomplish something much more specific. Something like subsonic fixed wing is looking to explore a number of ideas and evolving with time. What actually happened a couple of years ago is a new project emerged called Environmentally Responsible Aviation. And that is an example of one of the more focused activities that has a very specific set of goals. And some of the best ideas that had flourished under subsonic fixed wing were then picked up by this new project and taken to a higher level of detail or really system level integration type experiments. And fixed wing then continues on exploring further out ideas. Last April, we completed 18-month studies with 4 teams that were chartered with looking at aircraft for entry into service in the 2030 and beyond timeframe. First, we asked them to predict kind of the future environment, if you will, and then to define an aircraft, a conceptual aircraft that would fill a broad primary need in that time frame, and then to identify the technologies that would be needed to realize that vehicle concept. We had a number of proposals, and we selected 4 teams, and they studied for 18 months and then reported back to us and produced Phase 2 proposals that would be less of a paper study and introduce more actual experimental work to begin moving along the path towards those visions they created. So fixed wing has existed since 2006, 2007, and we're in our 5th year as a kind of an enduring project, and we're in the president's budget proposal for the next 5 years. And so we are kind of really an ongoing, enduring, exploratory-type project focused on noise emissions and energy efficiency. And so we've just awarded Phase 2 contracts to 4 teams to work with us.
And these are commercial teams or academics, or are they aircraft companies?
It's a combination of them. The Boeing-led team has General Electric, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech. There's a MIT-led team that has Pratt & Whitney and Aurora Flight on their team. Cessna is on their own, and Northrop Grumman and a couple of subcontractors, primarily Northrop Grumman, have Phase 2 contracts. All these will be collaborative with the NASA Subsonic Fixed Wing Project. We fund them, but then we bring civil servants to bear to work with the teams.